We are on Daf Kuf Chaf Hey Amid Aleph. The last three words of the Amid. We had heard Rabbi Yochanan had said Pshat in our Mishnah Kulius Ameis Anegeya Boy Ben Stumen Ben Ekuven Tomei. We had a problem with speaking about this, a kezayis moyach in the kuyah, so why dafke hanegeya boy? Why isn't it metame ba'oil? So Rabbi Yochanan said that hanegeya, my negeya dektoni mayil. Is the tane, when he's speaking about tumas oil, he calls it negeya. The Gemara brought a raya. We learned a Mishnah Meholis, an egeya bakachatzi zayis, umayil al chatzi zayis. So the din is his tome. Now we have a klal that bon shem is mitzaret, two shemes are not mitzaret. So he's an egeya in a chatzi zayis. He's a mile al chatzizayis. So lechayre, if this would be tumas oil and not tumas magen, so how could you be mitzaref an negeya with a mile? Is al koch al chayskishpalt that negeya can mile, that a mile can negeya. I'm sorry, a mile can negeya. A mile is also a negeya. Fregt de gemore, eimo seife. Let us see the Sefer of this Mishnah. The Sefer says, Avo hanegeya bakachatzi zayis. A person is touching a chatzi zayis min emeis. V'dovo acher mail olov va'al kachatzi zayis. That means he's touching one chatzi zayis, and there is another chatzi zayis ala karke, and there's a oil over the chatzi zayis ala karke and himself. So he's together with the chatzi zayis in one oil. Toya. So here it says he's toya. You're not mitztaref the negiye to the oil. You're just telling me that a mile can negiya. And here it says that he's toyer. There's tumas oil, there's tumas maga. And you can't add tumas oil to tumas maga to make him tome. V'ichat shmohu amai toyer. If it's one shem, if the mail is kenegeya, so why is he toyer? Trek the gemore elokashe reishe. Good, here it says, Dover acher mile olov al kachatzi zayis. We're not mitzaref mile to negeya. And the reisha it said that if a person was negeya chatzi zayis, mile al chatzi zayis is tome. So you say that in the sefer it seems that mile is not kenegeya, but the reisha it seems that mile is kenegeya. Omar Rabbi Zeire betume ritzutze bein beis migdolim askinam. We're speaking about a tume ritzutze, a squished tume, bein beis migdolim askinim. It's between two closets, two boxes, two teves. Ve'ein beineyem peiseyach tefach, de kulo negiyei. There, so that what it says in the Reisha, that a negeya b'chatzi zayis, umayil al chatzi zayis, is speaking about that he's mayil over a chatzi zayis of a tumah ritzutze. Then, a mayil over a chatzi zayis of a tumah ritzutze is called a negeya. But stamazoi, if it's not a tumah ritzutze, it is not called I don't say mile kinegeya. Now let us see Rashi. Amai toyer, aloize oil gomu. This is not the, this is the previous Rashi. V'dova acher mile olo. The middle of the previous Rashi. V'dova acher mile olo. There's something else that's mile over him. Balka chatzi zayis. Kedoy. Chatzi zayis mutal al gabi karker. The chatzi zayis on the ground. V'hu oimed etzloy. And he's standing next to this chatzi zayis. V'daf echot. And there's a board mile al shneyem. There's a daf that's being mile over both of them. So here it says that he's toil. Am I toil? Why is he toil? According to Rabbi Yochanan, why is he toil? Aloize oil gomu. This is an oil. You're telling me mile kinegeya. The ike oil ha'omu betoire zehu. This is kol habo el ha'oil. Shabbai is mile olov valmeis ke'echot. That is the oil that the Torah speaks about. And you're telling me, Mahil Kinegeya. So why over here isn't this Mitzvah to the Negiya? So Rabbi Zeira said, we're speaking about a Tumah Ritzutze. What's the Taich Ritzutze? Kol Dovo She'ein Loi Mokim Revach Kori Rotzutze. Something that does not have space, so it's called rotzutz, it's called squished. Upoches mitefach lav cholulu. If the area that the kezayis, the chatzizayis of the mace finds itself is a poches mitefach, lav cholulu, it's not considered like it's in a open space. The nikro mashe besoichei rotzos. So the tumah that is in this small area is called rotzos. It's squished. Migdolim shaleitz. We have here two migdolim shaleitz. We'll come back to this Rashi, why Rashi said the migdolim were made out of eitz. The kula negiyahi, there it's called negiya. Afilu hu mail lemaila minabosa harbe. That means we have two big migdolim, two big closets, or they're very tall, and afilu hu mail lemaila minabosa harbe, he sticks his hand much higher than the bosa. The bosa is on the ground. There's two migdolim on each side of the bosa, so it seems that the bosa it does not find itself in a mokim tefach al tefach. Kigoy shoyim migdolim gavoyim. The migdolim were very tall. Batume lemato, and the tume was all the way on the bottom. Vuhumayu samuch l'rosheim, and he puts his hand. His mail samuch l'rosheim l'chayre pachsme from the chazinish butzim. Samuch l'rosheim means that if you have two migdolim, so a little underneath, before the Roshei HaMigdol end, he put his hand there. Now his hand is mile over the tumah that's all the way on the bottom. So we have here two Migdolim, let us say for practical purposes, each Migdol is 6 feet tall. And he puts his hand a little underneath the top of the Migdolim. But he's mile over the kezayis, the chatzizayis. The chatzizayis is all the way on the bottom. Lafuki, if he put his hands over the migdolim, so then it would become ois tumah ritzutza, because over the Migdolim, this place for the Tumah to be in the Spashit. About Kaponim, that's why here we're speaking about that he put his hands a little underneath the top of the Migdolim. Kari Negiah. This is called Negiah. The Kivin, the Alocha L'Moshe Misinai, the Tumah Retzutze Beikas. This Alocha L'Moshe Misinai, a Tumah Retzutze is Beikas Boile, it will. Havi Keman the Moli Tumah. So it is equivalent that this area, that the Tumah Retzutze is Beikaya, it's like full of Tumah. Kol cholo shebein shnei hamigdolim maha leitesaye l'Rabbi Yochanan. So here there's no raya to Rabbi Yochanan. So let's try a little to elaborate. There's such a concept of a tumah retzutze, and Rashi says the translation of a tumah retzutze is that the tumah finds itself in an area that is, there's no rebach there. There's no cholol there. There's less than a tefach. Bekitza, we hear the achatzi zayis min ameis that is surrounded by two migdolim, and between one migdol and the other, there's not a tefach. So it is not, it does not have a tefach al tefach. It is like squished together. And then we have aloch el amayshim misinai tumer etzutzes baikas vayla. It goes up. It goes up, goes straight up. So Rashi explains, a tumah retzutze is keman demoli tumedome. Amar de kezach. So we consider this, that this area, this whole hollow of tumah retzutze is full of tumah. That means, we would say tumah is tangible. So this is full of tumah. Command the moli tumah. It's full of tumah. If it's full of tumah, so if I go and I mile over it, I stick my, so I touch the tumah. There's tumah here. I don't see it, but there's tumah. It's moli tumah. I put my hand over this, over the cholo, I'm touching the tumah. So, yeah, so there, that's called, by a tumah retzutze is called Mail kinaygeya. I touched the tumah. So a mele. So that, the Mishnah that says, if I was negeya achatzi zayis minameis, now was mile over achatzi zayis minameis, is speaking about the mile means it's a tumah retzutze. It's a tumah retzutze. If it's a tumah retzutze, there I say it's kimole tumedomi. This area is full of tumah. So it's negeya the negeya. So there then it's mitzvah. The two negiyas are mitzvah. But if it's not a tumah retzutze, and let's talk about it, not a tumah retzutze means as follows. Not a tumah retzutze, let's talk about a gol poshet case, not so poshet. Let's talk about a case that we have over here, a room. This is a kizayis min ameis, and someone enters the room. Someone enters the room, or he sticks his hand in the room. There, Rab Zeira holds, I do not hold bias command the moli tumedom. Sorry. The bias is not tame. It's not moli tumed. There's no tumed in the whole house. So how does a person become tame? The halacha is, if you are in the same oihel where there's tumas meis, you also become tamei. But not that you touch, that's called tumas oihel. To be together in the same oihel with a meis, kol habo el ha'oihel yitva, you become tamei. Not because you touch tumas, not that there's tumas all around, I'm touching tumas, you're not touching tumas, I'm sorry. The only case, Rav Zeirold, is called touching tumah, tumah retzutze. Tumah retzutze is molei tumah. It's molei tumah. So then, if you stick your hand over it, you're touching the tumah. That's by a tumah retzutze.
But any other case, it's not a tumah ritzutze, it's a different tumah. It's a tumah habo el oil yitmo. If you're together with a mace in the oil, you become tumah. And perhaps to understand this better, we have a similar halacha by a kli cheres that's metama mitoicha. A kli cheres is metama mitoicha means the kol hashem besoicha yitmo. I have a kli cheres and they have a dead sheretz dangling. The dead sheretz is an avatume. The dead sheretz makes the kli cheres the tano arishin letum. Fine. Now I have dangling in this tano a piece of bread. The piece of bread becomes a shiny litume. Why does a piece of bread become a shiny litume? So Rashi says, I don't say the tanur is command the moli tumidome. There's a sheretz here. The sheretz is metama the tanur. The sheretz is a avatum. It's metama the tanur because a sheretz bavira tanur is metama the tanur. Not that it's not kemoli tume. It's metama me avira. The sheretz is in the middle. It's not touching at all the tano. The sheretz mitoich is metame the tano. The bread is mekabel tume from the tano. There's no moli tume over here. Kol asher b'soich hayitmo. Whatever is in a tume, the ketano, becomes tume. Whoever enters a house, an oil, sheyesh by tume, you become tume. That's the din. But not that you're touching tumah. You're not touching tumah. Not that the whole house is full of tumah. The whole house is not full of tumah. But if you're in the same oil with a mace, you'll become tumah. So Memela Agamora says as follows. Agamora says, and this is Shitas Rab Zeira. Shitas Rab Zeira is, there's only one case that a mile is a negeya. If you have command the mole tumedomi, if you have a tumah ritzutze, in there the lomdus is, it's mole tumah, that is the lomdus of tumah ritzutze. It's mole tumah, maybe that's why it's bekeya boila, it breaks through, it's mole tumah. If it's mole tumah, then you stick your hand over it, so you touch the tumah. It's not a lomdus of oil, you touch the tumah. This tumah there, and you touched it. So therefore, the Mishnah that says, Hanegeya b'chatzi zayis umayil al-chatzi zayis, Rabbi Zeir said, mayil al-chatzi zayis is speaking about a unique case, a case that it's a tumah ritzutze. So there you're touching, I'm touching a chatzi zayis, and I'm touching the tumah ritzutze. So versteht sich, there, it's become, it's negeya v'achakach negeya. So therefore, he's there, so it's mitzvah. But any other type of oil, Rav Zeira holds, that means like this, if I'm in the same house with a chatzi zayis min hameis, that's called tumas oil. That's called tumas oil. I find myself in the same oil with a mace. That's tumas oil. It can't be mitzvah of tumas oil to tumas magir. Or, if I put my hand over a chatzi zayis min hameis, but it's not a tumah ritzutze, it's not between shnei migdolim. So if I put my hand over a chatzi zayis, that's called tumas oil. I find myself in the same oil with the chatzi zayis mace. That's tumas oil. That's not tumas maga. It's not pshat that the tumah goes up and there's tumah and I'm touching the tumah. Anechtik yitok. That is not tumas oil. The Masoil means I find myself in the same oil with a mace. So I'm also Tomei. But that's it. Not more than that. Now, let us go back. We had a Rashi. Rashi said that Migdolim shel Eitz. These two Migdolim were made out of wood. Why does Rashi say, what's the chiluk, what they're made out of? Made out of wood, made out of mattress. I mean, what is Negei Olono? The Gemara says in Seif Chagige, a kli eitz ha'osi lenachas is not mekabel tumah. A kli eitz, which is not oimed to carry, it's keli, it's oimed to remain in one place, not a dover metalto, that keli is not mekabel tumah. A kli mattress, that's also nachas is mekabel tumah. So memela, that what I say, that the tumah is called squished in and it can't be nispashet, that is dafke if it's surrounded by something that's not mekabel tumah. So that prevents the tumah from spreading on the sides, because you have something that's not mekabel tumah. If it would be a kli matres, the kli matres would become tumah, and the tumah would go further. It's not a tumah ritzutze. That's why Rashi says it's speaking about a tumah ritzutze. I just would like to mention, we're going to learn a whole sugya, which we see concepts perhaps we never were aware of. I'd like to mention a goyim. And from the goyim, we see this Mishnah in the goyim, in the Holos, Peregimo Mishnah Aleph, there's a memra of Rav Meir. And again, Alonu, Rav Meir says, if a person touched a chatzi zayis min hameis, and he stuck his hand into an oil with his chatzi zayis min hameis, so Rav Meir says, he's tomei. Rav Meir says, he's tomei. Zuk te goyim. Rav Meir oimer, maga v'oil nami mitstarfi, Damrinem beise keman de mal yetume domi. Avleinami mago mago. Rameyu was mechadish that if I have in this oil, a zayis min a meis, and I stick my hand in the oil, the whole house is full of tume. So I touch tume. That's Rameyu's ashtik toiru. But till Rameyu, no one held like this. Till Rav Meir, the din of Tumas oil means something else. Tumas oil means that if I'm under the same oil with a gazer, I become Tumay. But not that I'm touching Tumay. There's no Malye Tumay. It's not full of Tumay. So Rav Zeire came to tell us it matters. If you have a Tumay Ritzutze, then there's a concept of Malye Tumay. So you stick your hand over the tumah ritzutze, you're touching tumah. That's not oil, that's maga, I'm touching tumah. But if it's not a tumah ritzutze, it's not full of tumah. It's another halacha. You're under one oil with a kezayit. You're abo el ha-oil yitma. You come into oil that in this oil there's a kezayis minimais, you become tume. This tumas oil. Not that I touch the tume. There's no tume here to touch. But you're in the same oil. You're in the same oil together with a kezayis minimais.
Yeah. So now we have to understand one thing, which we'll see perhaps in clear entices, but let's just wade through the sugya to the best of our capabilities, that we had in the Mishnah that a kulyas hameis is anegeya by tome. If you have a bone, and kulyas hameis, Rabbi Yochanan learned, speaking about it, is a kezayis of moyach in the kulya, anegeya by tome. So we had a kashin. If it's a kezayis min hameis, it's a kezayis of moyach in the kulya, so I say anegeya by tome. It's metama boil also. I didn't mention hanigeya. This was the sugya anomadala. He's talking about a kulya, a bone that has a kezayis moyach, hanigeya boy tome. If it has a kezayis moyach, oil is also tome. So, Rabbi Yochanan had said, no, the tana holds every mile is like hanigeya. Every mile is like hanigeya. And perhaps let us say it in our language that every mile is like kemolei tume, not about kemolei tume. Every mile is kemolei tume. So it's every mile is like a negeya.
That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. The Gemara brought a raya, not like Rabbi Yochanan. We learned, it says that if a person was under an oil, and the Dava'achamayel Olav is Negeya, and Chatzizayis, and the Dava'achamayel Olav, it's not Mitzurah. We don't say Mayel Kenegeya. So the Gemara says, how do you understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah differentiates, he's a mile over the Baracha mile. So Rabbi Zeira said that the Mishnah that says mile can negate when he's Mamash and Negeya by Tumaritzutza, Tumaritzutza is a Negeya. But when it's not Ritzutza, so it's not called a Negeya, and therefore it's not Mitzurah. Now, according to Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yochanan's teretz is not a teretz. Because, if it's speaking about a kezayis min emes, so we ask, why do you say dafka negeya? Let it be mile. So, mile is also metame. Why does the Mishnah say negeya? So Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, mile can negeya. According to Rabbi Zeira, there's no such cloud. Mile is not kenegeya. It's only a din in Tumah Ritzutze. And if the Mishnah is speaking about Tumah Ritzutze, why is the Mishnah only speaking about Tumah Ritzutze? If it's a kezayis min ameis, a kezayis min ameis, metama b'oil. Rabbi Yochanan said, oil is kenegeya. That was Rabbi Yochanan's hashtik teire. He says, the Mishnah is speaking about Tumah soil. Mile kenegeya. But that's not Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira definitely disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zeira only had a problem where you have two Mishnahs. One Mishnah says, Anegeh bechatzi zayis min emeis, a mile olov, it's Mitzurah. And one Mishnah says that if davar achem mile olov, it's not Mitzurah. So Rabbi Zeira says, it's only Mitzurah by Tumah Ritzutze. Then it's taka called Negeya. But that's Tumas Magah taka. Tumas Magah. But like this, mile is not Kenegeya. So if I am for the two Mishnayis, I'll leave it to Rabbi Zeira. But Rabbi Yochanan, we're back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is a problem. Frag the Gemara, Uman Tane de Kori lo Oihel Negeya. So who's the Tane that holds? Every Oihel is called a Negeya. Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi. The Sanye, Rabbi Yossi, Oima. Meloi tarvet rekev metame bimage uve masse uve oil. Now, rekev means a mace disintegrates and it becomes a powdery form. A tarvet is a type of a spoon. There's a certain measurement. So the loch is meloi tarvet rekev. If you have this amount of rekev, it's metame. That means even though the mace isn't here, the mace disintegrated, but a maloi talvid rekev, which is a certain shear of recovering, is metame, bemage, ubemasa, uboyo. It's metame if you touch it, if you carry it, if you're in oil. So this is a member of Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara has a tremendous problem with Rabbi Yossi. Bishloime bemasa, uboyo, I understand he's carrying Meloi Talmud Rekev. He's mile over Meloi Talmud Rekev. That's very good. But when you're speaking about Negeya, this is all different. This is disintegrated. It's like in a powdery form. So, Mamela, if I touch Maloi Talmud Rekev, I'm not touching a Maloi Talmud Rekev. It's not like I'm touching a Kezayis Min and a Vela. I'm touching a few granules of disintegrated mace. So why is he Tomei? You have to touch Maloi Talmud Rekev. I'm not touching Maloi Talmud Rekev. So the Gemara is Akash and Rabbi Yossi, so why is this Metame? Mass is good. I'm carrying it. I'll be mal over it. When I touch it, I only touch whatever granules I touch, but I'm not touching everything. Omar Abaye. Now, as the sugya progresses, we'll see Abaye is not negeya to us. The ikir is rovis teretz. But upon them first, in the memra of Rabbi Yossi, we have a machlokes Abaye b'rov.
So the book of Mile,
So first the Gemara wanted to say that Negeya means mile. Oh, this is beautiful. This is like Rabbi Yochanan, that the mile is called Negeya. Negeya. Alav Shmam Namai Negeya mile. Frek the Gemara, Anshuldig. Voktoni Negeya, Voktoni mile. It says three cases that it's Tomei by Meloi Talmud Reke, a Negeya, or a mile. So you tell me, I say, how could you be a Negeya and not touching the whole Meloi Talmud Reke? So you tell me he's talking about a mile. So what's the case of mile? Omar Abaye, Lemate Mitefach Oihel Negeya. If you hold your hand and there's less than a tefach between your hand and the reke, that's called oihel negiya. That's called kilo yuwanoga. You don't need, maybe this is also a tumma ritzutze, because there's less than a tefach between, the tumma and your hand. So Abaye said, lemata mitefach oihel, if your hand is over the malay reke, there's less than a tefach between them, oyel negiya. L'maylo mitefach oyel greido. L'maylo mitefach is an oyel. So, Abaye is saying pshat in Rabbi Yossi, that there's two oifanim how one can be mekabel tumah from a loy talvid reke. If he holds his hand less than a tefach above the reke, that's called negiya. And it could be the longest. This is also tumah ritzutze. That's if there's less than a tefach. If there's more than a tefach, that's tumah soil. So that means that I and the rekev are find ourselves in the same oil. That's tumah soil. So when Rabbi Yossi wanted to say there's two oifanim, how rekev is metame, so he mentioned negeya. That means oil negeya. That's an oil of a poches mitefach. That's called negeya. And then there's mile, if there's a tefach in between, so that's called, I was mile over the rekev, and that's tumas oil. That was Abaye's teretz. Rove omar afilu lemailo mitefach nami oil negiel. Rove said no, and this is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Abayis, Arav said, Afilu it's lemailo mitefach, it's not ritzutze. Every oil is also called negiya. Every oil is called negiya. And that's like Rabbi Yochanan. Lemailo mitefach, it's not a tumma ritzutze, it's also called, if you mile over the tumma, it's called negiya. Veheichi domi oil greide, Baham Shoche. An oil greide is Baham Shoche. Baham Shoche means that if I have Kizayis Minameis and I have an oil over it and the person is underneath the oil, he's not Mahil over the Kizayis Minameis. He's under the oil. That's called oil behamshoche. So that means, Rabbi said like this, if I hold my hand over a mace, it could be ten tfochim high. It doesn't have to be tumah ritzutze. This is called negeya. If you're mile, that's called mile kenegeya. If you're mile over the tumah, mashe enkein, if there's an oil over the tumah, and you're in the same oil, that is not called negeya. That is called tumas oil. That's called tumas oil. So memele agavuche v'zamurdeke reshash. I mean, the reshash is speaking tak according to Rove. Another nafkamin if it's tumas oil or tumas mage. The reshash is pshat narashi in psochim daftesa medalov. Rashi in Psochim Daf Tes Amud Aleph says like this. The Gemara says, "Midoyres Haakum," an apartment that Goyim live. So a Kohen is not allowed to enter these apartments because they have Nephilim. The Goyim have Nephilim. They bury the Nephilim in the apartments. Some Meilets. So the apartments are tame. You're not allowed to go into the apartments. Fine. She entered the apartment you told me because I assumed that there's Nephilim buried there. Zakashi, that is very good if you hold an Akum is Metama Ba'oil. So very good. So my Meila, welcome to the apartment, I'll become Tama. What if you hold like Reb Shimon ben Yechoi that an Akum is not Metama Ba'oil? So my Meila, so why is it Tama? So I say, oh, but it's Metama B'Magir. That's what Rashi says. Who touched the navel? We don't see any navel over here. There's no navel over here. It's Matama B'Magen. Dr. Rishash, Rashi is like Rove in Chulin, Tavkuf Chofayim at base. Rove in Chulin, Tavkuf Chofayim at base is if you're a mile over Kazayis, that's called Maga. That's called Maga. If you're in the same oil, but if you're a mile over Kazayis, and fill your 10 tochim over the kizayis, that's called tumas magah. That's called magah. So memele, so this is Rove, and this is Rove is telling us what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Rabbi Yochanan meant this, where's Takasha, but talking about a kizayis of moyach in the kulye, so why say it's metame b'magah, it's metame b'eloso. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, that's the terminology of the Tane. The Tane calls Tumas Oil Maga, just like Rabbi Yossi called Tumas Oil Maga. If you're a mile over, he calls that Maga, but it doesn't mean not oil. He calls mile Maga. What does he Rashi? Look Rashi. Look Rashi. Talvid Kaf. Man Tana, before, Man Tana the Masnissan Rabbi Yochan and Duki da Negeya, that the Mishnah says da Negeya, Bekuya Sameis, Ainu Mile, Negeya means mile. Talvid Kaf, that's a type of a spoon with a certain size. Reket, Offer hanimtze ba'orin shalmeis, shuhu rak vuvisoi shalmeis. This is the rekev, the disintegration of the meis. Vishir meloi talbid, alach lamoishu misinai, that this is not pesar hameis, this is talbid min hameis, and the shir is meloi talbid rekev. So alach lamoishu misinai, this is the shir. So Rabbi Yossi said that Talvid, Maloy Talvid Rekev is Metame Tzvi Yifanim, B'Mage, B'Masa, B'Oyo. So the Gemara asked, Hakim Metame B'Mage, Holei Noga B'Kule. The Kola Ofer Eini Mechubo Yachad, it's not attached, when they gave B'Tzad Zeh, Holei Noga B'Tzad Zeh. V'chol chad v'chad afro ba'apei nafshehu. Each one is offer ba'apei nafsheh. Omar Rabbi said pshat and Rabbi Yossi. Hamayil lemato mitefach. If he holds his hand, there's less than a tefach between him and the rekev. Shein tefach ben yodil tumekor le oyol negiyah. That's called oyol negiyah. Well, Abaye, like, me took me masnis in Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye, Rabbi Yochanan Zakimta does not go according to Abaye. The lay mikri mile negeya. A mile is not called negeya. Elo lamata mitefa. Da have kinegeya. That take kinegeya. It could be Rashi means because then it's chutzutze. Vakate. Vakati hoda dukin kamala duchte. So according to Abaye, we have the kasha that we asked till now. Neugeye in, aber mail, oihel greide, le maile mit tefach loi. That's, mail means more than a tefach. Wie dike kezayis, if it's being about that there's a kezayis of moyach in the kuya, boil nami le tami. Vabai le mahadaluk mile de rabbi yoichanen. Abai doesn't say rabbi yoichanen so kimt in the mishne. Vabai yuk mile masnissen. Rabbi redi from shat in the mishne. There's no moyach kezayis. Shembo kezayis. Ubishishipo. So memele, there's no kezayis moyach that's metame boyu. He made a slit in the bone that it's not, it can't rejuvenate, so it doesn't have a shame either. So Mamela Abaye did not learn Shad the Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara brought down Abaye to say Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. Rahochi Kamahada, the Terutzi Milse the Rabbi Yossi. The Ktoni Gabi Rekev Mage V'Oyel. Rabbi Yossi said that Rekev is metame b'magav oil because shalom olay noga b'kulay. Umuki lo abaya b'oil negiye. It's speaking about an oil that is negiye. L'chei repochas mitefach is rotzutzen. That's called negiye. Then it's command the mal yitumedom. Rava oma afilu l'maylo mitefach oil negiye mikri. If you're mile, a mile, a minute, pepper, that's also called negia. V'shapim etuk mimas nisim k'rab yoichanim. K'rab yoichanim. Aye, we had a Mishnah that dover acher mile olov al chatzi zayis, so it's not mitzurit. So there we see that mile is not k'negia. So they're talking about b'hamshoch, b'hamshoche. Dover acher mile olov ba'alatume. There's something that's mile over him and over the tume. Dohu einoi mile alatume. He's not mile alatume. Le'atume mahelas olov. The tume is not mile over him. Ala dover acher mamshech esatume olov. And dover acher makes that he becomes tume. That's not called negiyah. That's called tumisoyo. Fine. Let us see Taisus. Omar Abzeira, Reishe, Bitumer, Ritzutze, Bembeis, Migdolim, Askinom. Avimotzi Lameima, so Taisus says, Abzeira could have also said, like Abaye Zakimte. Bitume lemate mitefach askine kidam rinem besama. That's also called tumer ritzutze. Don't have to say shnei migdolim. Ela mashmois oil mashmele lemailo mitefach. It says hu mahil olov. So Rav Zeira held mail means ashir tefach. That's called mail. If it's less than a tefach, that's not called mail. That's one. So that's why Rabbi Zeira said it's speaking about the Faker. There's a big space between his hand and the Kezayis, but it's Chetzutze. So then it's Commander Moli Tumidomi. He nami less lays for the Lekamon. He does not like Abaye. Abaye was Machadish that Poches Mitefach makes it Chetzutze. He doesn't hold like that. Vim Taima. According to Rab Zeira, when is there a tziruf of mail together with negeya, if it's a tumah ritzutze? Now, the Sefer says, when is it not mitzurif, v'dova acher mail olov al kachatzi zayis toil. So, for Taisvis, according to Rab Zeira, why do you have to jump from an oil b'hamsh, that an oil b'hamshoch is not mitzurif to negeya, say if it's not a tumah ritzutz, it's not mitzurif. Why do you have to jump to an oil b'hamshoch? That's the Yisvus Kavsh. In Toima, I b'tumah ritzutz, davka askina, davka tumah ritzutz is called mage. Amay noket b'seif b'hamshoch, haidei dover achet toir, havel alaminket avalim eina ritzutz o toire. So, you don't have to go to b'hamshoch. As long as it's not ritzutze, it's toil. Vishloimeh da'osel ashmi inon. אפילו בין שני מגדולים, the safe is also speaking about בין שני מגדולים, דום ידרי ש, ויהו תומה רצוצה במשוך על ידי דבר אחר. That means, if you'll hear, אוי אל נגיה, רבי איסי, it's going according to רבי איסי, פרש בקונטרס, This is only according to Rav's pshat, according to Abaye that Rabbi Yossi is speaking about Pochas Mitefach. So Fakel Pochas Mitefach is a Tumah Ritzutz, so that's Negeya, but Stam Tumah Soil is not Negeya. Bechainike, so Taisvah says Rashi is right. Tol Abaye, my Meshani. There's no Teretz according to Abaye. Rabbi Yechon isn't saying anything. If the Mishnah is speaking about the Kezayis of Moyach, so the Mishnah is to speak about not only a certain case of Ritzutze, Dim Lekei my doche Rabzeir Elel, but Tumah Menshnei Migdolim, Nuki Nami Masnissin Bechiyah Gavna. Maybe the Mishnah is also speaking about Tumah Ritzutze. El al kochach tzorich lefosh becholin ya'ayir akashe. If it's speaking about a kezayis, you don't need a mage of ritzutze. Afilu oil is also metame. The loy tiksha akati negayin mail beloy tumah ritzutze loy. Hil kachalibe dabaya korin tabaya le metukme. Korin tabaya Rabbi Yochanan doesn't stim kimendikul oil lemaila mitefach. And so why doesn't the Mishnah speak about this oil? So that's why Abai personally said that the Mishnah is speaking about Pochas Mekezayis. Habul Roved loy mapik elo oil dam shoche. Rova holds that every oil, afilot lamayla mitefach, every oil is like Negeya, loy mapik elo oil dam shoche, like lamifrach midi. The Masnissin Layari Bam Shoche. Mish isn't speaking, it's speaking about Tumas oil, and every Tumas oil is like a Negeya. So we're talking about Tumas oil. Loy Mapik al oil Dam Shoche. Like a Mifach Midid Masnissin Layari Bam Shoche. Midiktoni Ha Negeya. Mashme oil Dumya de Negeya. An oil that's Dumya de Negeya, which means that he's mild over the Tumas. The Yugufe, just like by Negeya, he's touching it, so mile, he's also being mile over it. And according to Rav, mile is metame afilu, I mean afilu ten tvachim over it. Abaye v'Rav leslo de Rav Zeire, Abaye v'Rav disagree with Rav Zeire, the Shoni Leel betume ben shnei migdolim, they hold afilu, it's not ritzutze that way, it's also kinegeya. The islu menolon leforish kinemaforish, how do they know to say dulme betume ritzutze ben shnei migdolmas kine? Alavade leslu, they don't hold of his akimte. They hold hafkesorov holds all they hold him is kinegeya, and Abaye holds Pachas mitefach. Bimtayma v'kimin de lesu de Rabbi Zeir. Rabu de lael matuk me labaye kede isla de rove kede isla. For osi tvei shapo de rove. The Taisri says according to rove it's very good the two bovis in the Mishnah. The matuk me bepshites the reishim itstafinen the chilu negiyehi. Kimin she'ein bam shoche, ubeseifa de'ein mitstafen, kimna de'em shochi. Imkein amai itzich lohovi mehochem, why do you have to bring? Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds ma'il kenegeya. From this Mishnah Gufa we see that ma'il kenegeya, and according to Rav it's meira diktake. Because the reisha yemitzayef mile can again that's speaking about afilu is mile lemaila mitefach and the sefer is speaking about amshochet. So why do you have to bring a rabbi Yossi? Bishlam the neichloi tvei lasuyim mahocher שנזכר בו שם חוכם. In the case of Rabbi Yossi, we know who the Tana is. In this Mishnah, we don't know who the Tana is. So that's why the Gemara brings, Rabbi Yossi is the one that called Ma'il Negeya, because that's the three cases of Rabbi Yossi. A Negeya, a Noise, a Ma'il. Omar Rove. So now Rove said, so Rove was the one that said Pshat and Rabbi Yossi, that even if you're mile, more than a tefach over a mace, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's called Negeya. Omar Rove Meno Amin Olo Disnan Disanya. Rabbi Yossi Oimel, Chavile mito usrige chaloinois choitzitzin bein habayis la'aliyo shaloi lahachnis tume letzad sheni. Now, we have to learn each shura b'fnei atzmai, first of all, before we bring the raya from Rabbi Yossi that Rava brought, let us first try to figure out what this Baraisa is speaking about. Chavile mito. Hamesurogim shemesagim mitois kemin kliya. Bizman Chazal, they didn't have box springs. They used to interlace the string, the rope, they attached it to all four sides of the bed. That was like the spring that they put on top of it, a blanket or a mattress. So that was the mita. Chavile mita mesorogim shemesagin mitois kemin kliya. V'chein serige chaloinois. Or you had a type of a chaloin, a window, shenoisnim eitzim dakim. He used to go and interlace the thin pieces of wood, oitasei balzel, v'chaloines besiruk, beklia, shloik ikonis odom behem. So we have here either a bed or a window that there's ava here, not completely covered, there's ava and there's interlaced pieces of either rope or wood or matres, balsal, choitzitzin bein bayis la'aliyah. Now, I want to say over the way the Mishnah Achoine says pshat in this Rashi, choitzitzin bein bayis la'aliyah. That means like this, we had two floors. We had a main floor and a second floor. And the second floor, there was boards, but there was no tikra there. So that means there were spaces between the boards, and the tumah, if there's a mace in the bottom floor, the tumah could go up. So we took a bed, or we took a chaloin, and he put this over the boards to block that if there's a mace in the bottom, the tumah will not go up. So now, choitzitzin bein bayis la'aliyah. This bed is choitzitz bein bayis la'aliyah. Im shotchoi, if he spread it out, mikoyre lechavata, from one beam to another beam, nase tikra, so becomes like a roof, a ceiling, ubitloi. The Mishnah Achayna says that he was mevatelet. That means we have to understand, we're going to say soon, that this bed that he brought up and he brought this bed over the boards, he wants to prevent that the tumah should not go up, so we have to understand a bed is mekabel tumah. In kol dovo, a mekabel tumah, ein echaitzitz b'chnei ha'tumah. So Rashi makes an akimte Shotchai mikoyra lechavotai, he spread out his bed from one beam to another beam. Ubitloi, and he was mavatalik, that means he's going to leave it there. This is not, he's not going to use it anymore else. Bed, this became now the ceiling, the roof. Ubitloi was mavatalik pepeh, the Mishnah Sabrachoyna says. The ain mikablin tumet. Now it's not mikabal tumet anymore. Look, this bed is mikabal tumet. Like this is not mikabal tumet. It was mavatalit. He made it into a tikka. V'choytzitzin bifnei hatumet. So now this bed is choytzitz bifnei hatumet. Shloitikones tumet litzat sheini sheleho. That means if there's a mace on the ground floor, so the tumet will not go through the bed and be metame the top floor. Claim el aliyah. That means that the second floor will not be tumet. V'af al pi shenikuvim. So now Rashi says over here, we have a problem over here. We didn't block completely the when we spread over the bed, when we spread over the bed, over the koyres, so these chavilim are, they're interlaced. This rope, that is interlaced one and the other, but there's holes between them. So male, if there's holes, so why doesn't the tumah go through the holes? Af al pi shenikubim, even though there's holes, Harei ein b'nekovim peiseyach tefach. The nekev does not have a peiseyach tefach. V'chol nekev ha'osi la'avir shirei k'molei egrei. V'chol nekev shebein bayis la'bayis ha'bein bayis la'liyem shirei b'peiseyach tefach. V'af ha'negeya k'neged ha'nekev toya. So Rashi says the vial like this. Rashi says, we separated, that means Kozman, we didn't put the bed over the Kairis, so it's like one big room. There's boards over here, but it's irrelevant, it's one big room. There's a tall roof, but the bias and the lier are all one. When I went and put the bed over the kairis, so I made this, and I was mavatalit, so that means I made this into a ceiling. It's two rooms. So there's a bayis and a liya. The halacha is, if you have tumah in one room, and you want the tumah to go into the second room, there's a din poiseyach tefach, maybe yes a tumah. If you have an opening of a tefach, the tumah will go through the Pesach. If you don't have an opening of a tefach, the tumah will not go through. So Dachsimi Rashi is saying over here, when I separated the aliyah from the bottom floor by putting a bed over it and thinking mevato the bed, this should be the tikre of the bottom floor. Now it's two rooms. The minute it's two rooms, so now, even though there's spaces in the bed, it's only interlaced together spaces, but since there's not one space that has a Peseach Tefach, so the tumah will not go through because only a Peseach Tefach is maybe a Satumah.